Yes. Okay, for those of you who are just tuning in now, I think we lost the first part of this tape. But we only did a very little bit, out a little bit. We're on the bottom of Mem Ches Amud Beis. Okay, so in any event, moving right along. So this woman, did I finish this case now? Yeah. Oh, so the Chiddush of the Yerushalmi here is that there's Makom Patish by food. The Bavli never use the Makom Patish by food. Now, this is really a monumental chumra, if you think about it. Let's say you make Nestle's quick on Shabbos. So, you can tie that the guy's chayav a Makom Patish for having completed and making the quick.
Yeah. Could be anything.
Anything, right.
A salad.
Yeah.
Right? The ramifications of this are vast. The Yerushalmi never really gets into it and says where Makom Patish is a factor and when it's not. It seems that it only has to do with actually making a food stuff edible, right? So milk is edible and chocolate is edible, so there it's not relevant. But in fact, later on in the Masechta, see, I just from looking in some of the indexes which abound. Excuse me, it seems like we might see it even in other settings. That it's going to be anything which makes food stuff, you know, enhanced, might be Makom Patish. But for the time being, let's not worry about that. Let's assume it's only at the end of a process of making something edible that you have Makom Patish at the end.
It seems to me that it comes, like you said, at the end of the process where you went through the entire process. From
right. There had to have been a list of several malachos.
So it wouldn't be independent on its own.
Right.
If you took the cocoa bean and or the chocolate bean, whatever it is, and
started from there.
Everything else, then adding the milk to the Nestle's would be.
Right. It's possible. It's possible. I would like to hold that way. I don't know for sure, but I would like to believe that's true. Okay. To 5 months of bottom. Hainkit naya bekufna. When you beat a piece of flax with a rod, mishum dash. So you're separating the good chaff from the bad, for the good from the chaff, and that's called dash. Marova should be marocha. When you beat it with a different type of, literally the Karmei Bnei Moshe say it's something with you with which you put the challah in and out of the oven when you're cooking it, a paddle. So here you beat it with the paddle, so mishum tochen actually grinds up the flax. Bas sista, which means when you remove the chaff, so then that's considered to be zore, like winnowing by grain. Bikap, when you remove things by spoon, in other words, with a smaller implement, mishum bore, then you chichay bore. Kanfalik, when you separate the flax fibers, mishum, and this should be minapates, chay, because of separating fibers. Kanmatlish, when you cut the fibers, mishum mechatech, chay, because of cutting. Kanmalachta, when you finish the chain of activities, mishum makom patish, and the zuchiwa makom patish. Okay? Hayin de shochat tuma. Somebody who grinds or pounds garlic. Kama for Horatio. Now, I don't know. I didn't really look up that halacha for tonight. But I don't know if you're allowed to take the husk off of garlic on Shabbos, according to this, because it says, Kama for Horatio, when you peel off the husk from a garlic, mishum dosh, and that's dosh. Okay? Because you're extracting. What? What am I supposed to do with the Yerushalmi? Okay.
What can I tell you?
Right. That's what you have to do.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's immediate. Maybe the Yerushalmi is talking about where you're doing a large amount. Right. It's like a industrial removing of the husk. But then when you're doing individual husk, so it's not such a problem. I don't know. I'm just saying. Here it says when you remove the husk from the garlic, it's a problem. Okay?
Now, why isn't it
because of the later step of borer. Kamivare b'klibasa, next stage. Kamivare b'klibasa, when you separate it from the husks which are sitting there. In other words, now they're mixed in together, right? When you're separating those, then that's borer. Kachorim m'duchta, when you pound it with a mortar and pestle, mishum talking, that's grinding. Kadioi mashkin, when you put in beverage to mix it with, I guess they mix it with oil or with water, mishum, this should be lush, because of kneading. Gemar garmam lachta, if you finish the activity, shum makav patish. Okay? Hain sikra, this is color, a dye, which is made out of a mineral, not necessarily out of a vegetable. Kad, here to be mechache, they all say. Begarare b'klifus, when you pound it with some sort of rubbing. When you rub it with some sort of implement, a garare is an implement, in order to take away the outer husk of it, or the outer side of plant, so the outer layer of it, mishum borer, that's borer. Kan mechasis memargazye, when you cut it, and you split open that outer layer in order to get the inner layer, that's called mishum dash. Kachorim in tochin, when you grind it, mishum tochin, because of grinding. Kadioi mashkin, when you put in liquid in order to stir it, mishum lash, then you chai because of lash, of kneading. Kad mashka bentar, when you put the color into the specific place in the building where you're going to put it, Antarin is obviously some Greek translation I'm not familiar with, but it means the place that's going to build the building, mishum bonet, you chai because of bonet. Kad mikati beguma, when you snap off the excess dye which is coming out of the hole, mishum mechatech. It seems that it came in a dye stick, so therefore you cut off the stick, but that's called mechatech, cutting. Karma melachta, when you complete the process, mishum makapatish, chayakos makapatish. Rabbi Chiya b'shem Rabbi Yochanan said, dogim shesochta, if you have fish which you squeezed, im legufan, if it's in order to fix them up, potter, you're exempt. So it's the rabbana, but you're exempt. Vein lo titzir, if it's done in order to remove their liquids, usur, it is forbidden. Okay? Because then already you're doing it for the liquids, and that's like dosh. Right. But we had this in the Bavli. Well, we had a belief in Yerushalmi also, that's true. This is the main sugya. Now, the next one should be Rav. Rav Omar, Kivashim Shesochtan, if you have... you have fish which you squeeze. Im leguvan, if it's for their own purpose, mutter, it's mutter altogether. The main, if it's to get out the liquids, also it's not nisid the rice, it's only nisid the rabbana. Shlokos, vegetables, ben leguvan, ben lemeyan, whether you're squeezing out or for their own enhancement or for the juices, it should be mutter. Even though it says also, the proper gear law is mutter. Why? Because we have a halach which we learned back in Brachos, if you remember. The broch you make on vegetables juice, which is cooked together, the vegetables is what? Adama, right. So therefore, it's not considered to be a problem of dosh, because you're not getting liquid from solid, you're getting solid, right, getting solid from solid, because you make adam on it, so therefore it's still considered part and parcel of the shlokos. So there's nothing new which came here, so therefore it's not going to be dosh. Okay? Where am I? Shmu Amar, echo kvashim echo shlokos. Whatever you're doing, whether pickles or whether cooked vegetables. Whether you're doing it in order to get out their juice, or in order to enhance them or to get out their juice, also it's forbidden. Amrav Chizkiya said, "Hold it, the Rab plig of the Rabbi Yochanan." That which Rav said previously, argues Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan is much stringent. Amrei Raimana Lama. Why is that? Why do you come to the conclusion? Tainamar Oser Mutter. Rav said it's Oser by a fish and Mutter by anything else. Right? And lost my place. Again, Lama Dahain, why you say that? Because this guy said also Mutter. Vayin Omar chayavu potter.
I forgot what this means.
What? No, chayav is the, well, chayav is the raisa, yeah.
He says, okay, so he says, according to the second version, Olufi Kirafat in Perish, he had crowed in Mahoma, Trichin Yosu Mahoma, but what's offered was the Kirafat in Dafu.
Oh, it's a Kashan Teretz. That's what I'm getting wrong. Only Ramana Lama. What is the difference in opinion between Rabbi Yochanan and Rav? And the more answers, Diahain, Omar, Osir, or Mutar, that which Rav says concerning one thing, Osir, another thing, Mutar, according to the self-same things, Diahain, Rabbi Yochanan says that Amar Chayev Upotter, that there's nothing which is the opposite. I'm sorry. That which Rav said Osir Mutter, Rabbi Yochanan even throws in the word Chayev and makes it a Chi of the Raisa from time to time. And so he doesn't make it ever Mutter, he works it at best, makes it at best a Potter, that you're exempt, but not that it's ever going to be Mutter Chatchila. So we assume he's the one who's more Machmir, that's the bottom line. Okay? Am I making sense?
When he's Chayev, what?
Yeah, Chayev is Korban or Misa.
And if he's Osir,
this is the Rabbanan. Nothing. I guess they can, but it's not required. They don't have to give him Marcus Martus. Okay. Says more further. All right, Bobar Memo. Botzel Sharisco. If you have an onion which you chopped up, Imli Tain Tam, if it's to enhance the taste, it's saucer because of what? What is it also because of? You chopped off an onion in order to enhance its taste. What's it also because of? Ooh. Come on, you should know by now. Yerushalmi. Thank you, Yerushalmi.
It's
Makabatish, yeah. You finished the work of making the onion suitable to eat. Okay? However, and therefore the flip side of that is, imlita im lahotzi sarfa, for if you're not doing it in order to make it more edible, so to speak, enhance it, but rather to remove the bitterness, then it's mutter. That's a mutter thing to do. All right? So it's a fascinating distinction. To remove a problem is only issur d'rabbanan. To enhance the taste is an issur d'oraisa makom patish. That's what we're saying here. Okay?
So what about the
I take back this issur d'oraisa because it says you're also, but it's also because it's similar to makom patish.
So what about squeezing out the liquid of fish to help to make the fish?
Right, so this would be, according to opinion, that there it's also, but not chayev.
That was
Rav, not Rabbi Yochanan. Rav Takel that way. Okay? Says Gemara further. Rabbi Zion Bereshev Huna said, "It's known to tell the milk if you have a radish which is soaked in salt. It's known to tell the milk you have to soak it in salt. Ovachloish, as long as you don't leave it there too long, that it's going to get too salty, because that's like tanning it." Rabbi Zion Bereshev Huna said, "Kela mi beisa uman lovshon. If you pick up stuff from the cleaners right before Shabbos begins, and who does not?" So you're still out to wear them on Shabbos. Hi, they might not be properly sized. So what? Iskareya. If it rips, it rips. That's the way the cookie crumbles. It doesn't bother you enough to make it awesome.
This is not clear. This is like from a tailor or something like that.
Yeah, a tailor, right. It's not the cleaners, really. Rabbi Zira ben Shem Ravuna said, if your garment got stuck in the thorns, harezim afashim, you can remove the thorns, literally means cool it down, but it means you remove the thorns, b'mokom tzina, in a private place that people shouldn't see you do it, or b'vach lo yikore, as long as you're careful not to cut the garment. On Rabbi Zira ben Shem Ravuna, nafal tit abgodav, if mud fell on his clothes, you can rub it off with one hand. But you shouldn't go like this to the fabric because that, in order to get out the mud stain which is embedded in the fabric, because that's like laundry. Okay? Rabbi Zira b'shem Rav Huna said, "Hahein nin ar, to shake out a garment in order to clean it. V'chad of one person shakes himself shari, because that's obviously not professional. The cloths are three people, it's also because that's very professional. If it's right, say tzricha, where two people, I don't know if it's mutter or not. Tzorichin, send the guy home. Okay? So shaking out garments only is mutter by one or two guys. By one guy, it's also by three guys and two we do not know. Okay? Hain the sachi. So the person went to the mikra. Ravun Rabbi Yerema Chokas, what happens when he comes up? Chadamar hachin shari hachin also. One said, well, to take your towel and dry yourself off like this is also to take your towel and dry yourself off. The other way is mutter. Okay?
One second, where am I? What?
The Chorona Amar, the other one says, Benkach u Benkach. What? Benachem, Benkachem, regardless, also it's forbidden. Why is it forbidden? Regardless. So, Yeah, because no matter what towel you use, when I use the towel, it's still going to come to the schita. Rabbi Abarzim, no, all Mishchem Rabbi Zira went to the mikveh with Rabbi Zira, or the bathhouse. Lo shavki oved lochim, lochim didn't let himself dry for all, he had to air dry. Okay? Naflu mayim gadav, what if water falls on your garments? So Ravun Rabbi Yirmiyah Chadamar Menaro Shari, one said you're allowed to shake it over, that's okay, but not allowed to give shear, to grind it. On top, you're not allowed to, not grind it, I keep getting this wrong, too tired. No, Machko Osir, you're not allowed to rub the garment in order to get off the water. In other words, Nior would be like this, and a Machko would be like that. So that to do Nior, not Machko. The other one said the exact opposite. Bechon and Machlif. That had to do Machko, not Nior. The question is, what's more obviously a quasi Chilul Shabbos? Rabbi Berachia Barashi said, Zeshel Leikek, somebody who spits, Mavlio Biksuso, you can rub it into your garment. Reino Choshesh, you don't have to be afraid of any possible Isser. Rabbi Barashi said, Yispagon Rabbechia Veruba of Rabbi Shimon. Chadamar once said, Rokek Vashav, you're allowed to spit and rub your spittle into the ground. The other one said, Chadamar, and a Rokek Vashav, you're not allowed to do so. Ma pligin, where is the machlokas b'shem b'msivus when there's no floor? The question is a question of what? A shvuye gumos, right? Smoothing out the what? The furrows, right? Maplin b'shem b'shem sipas when there's no floor. Avayeshem sipas, then it's my little whether you can do this or not, or whether they're afraid that you're going to sweep out the floors. Avayeshem sipas, if there is a floor, rokik v'shaf, you're allowed to spit and allowed to rub, everything is mutter. Okay, rekik v'chosor roch, v'chosor roch. If you spit into the wind, and the wind carried it away, chai mishum zorin chai because of winnowing. The chod of Hashem mechusel l'ruach, the mashbiyah chayis, everything which is muscle ruach, everything has to do with the wind, chayim shum zori, chayim kaz of zori. Now this is obviously very difficult. Rabbi Kiv Eger asked the question. Zori moves, he means to remove chaff or dross from positive. Where's the removal here? Spitting into the wind. Right?
Just separating
one
saliva.
So one person says it's separating saliva, which is very deichak. I think it's a Pnei Moshe who says that, right? The Lieberman brings down a pshat from Reb Menashe Ilya, this great goyan of the controversial one of the 19th century, who said that the pshat is you're chai because of otzah. Secondary. So why do we bring in zoreh? Because zoreh is an example where the wind helps you and you're still chayef. Even though you didn't do the whole thing yourself, the wind was a catalyst for it, you're still chayiv. So to you, we see the same thing, that even though it's not your fault, nonetheless, you're still chayiv. Okay? What do I mean by that? That, obviously, obviously, the Zoreh, the guy who spits it to the wind, needs the wind in order to take it 4 amos away, right? So it's not your fault. Still your chai because of Zorah, because we see from Zorah by winnowing into the wind that it doesn't necessarily have to be your specific maisa.
So you have to take out the word Mishum and substitute like Kamo.
Right, Kamo Zorah be according to Menashe Ilya. Yeah. Right. Lieberman doesn't like his job. Finds it too creative. Okay, but otherwise you're stuck kind of what the comparison is. If you're not going to say it's comparison just in the basis of what wind is, then you're stuck in comparison of the chemicals, and that's whatever you're dealing with here, the makeup. And there's no comparison to makeup because one has chaff and one doesn't. Okay, so it's difficult. All right, Haborer. What's borer? Ta'am Rabbi Yehudon Yesh u borer kin throwers kol hayom. It's a fascinating Gemara. Somebody can pick out rock pebbles the entire day from grain. Beinu mischayiv is not chayiv because of borer. Yesh b'yeshu notok a grogeris is one who takes a grogeris worth of grain or of rock from the grain, which is a very small amount, and he's chayiv. Right? How so? You're sitting on a pile of grain, and you're taking rocks out the entire day from the pile of grain. Why is that? More Yerushalmi reason. That'll be a Pavli reason.
If you have just a regular, robber.
Because he's not pulling anything off.
He's going to go to the closest place he can find because he wants to get out of there.
At the end of the day, you're still going to have too many pebbles in the silo for it to have made a difference what you did. But you didn't borrow it because you didn't make it suitable to eat or even for that matter to sell, because it's impossible for you to get everything out.
But you've improved it. May not have made it perfect.
That doesn't matter. That's what we're saying. That's not a melacha. The melacha is to make it now suitable to eat. And that's why even if you have one measure, right? But you took it to a grogeris and was mevared, then of course at the end of that process it's very edible. So there in that case you're chayiv. Okay? Rabbi Yona boy also came b'Shabbos. Rabbi Yona shifts gears a little bit. He's going Gemara and Beitza, not in our Gemara. Gemara Beitza says that on Yontov we have machlokas. Basil says bore kedarko. You can do bore even normally during a weekend, but only use small vessels. B'Shamay says you can't even use small vessels. You can do is ochel mitoch psolas, right? Going to ochel mitoch psolas. We pass in lemaisa by yontov, of course, like Basil. They do whatever breira is less work intensive. But Beishamai says you can't. You just use anything. You have to have designated containers for this whole mess. Okay, is that clear what I'm saying? Designated container is the wrong word. All right, I seem to have to stand for the last few minutes, otherwise I'm going to keep falling. I can't stand when I fall asleep in the middle of sentences. Bishop Basil says that by Yontif. Basil says that by Yontif. You're allowed to do Borer in any way you want on a weekday, except you're not allowed to use the major vessels, which are used for that. Only small vessels, Kanar v'tamchui, they're called. Like funnels, not major sieves. Okay? Beis Shammai says, even on Yotzev, you have to be Borer dafka ochel mitoch psolos. You can't be Borer psolos mitoch ochel. Okay? Basil says, on Yotzev, you have to be Borer psolos mitoch ochel. Beis Shammai says, you can't. So far, so good. Is that clear? So our shayla is, what does Beis Shammai hold by Shabbos? Does Beis Shammai hold by Shabbos also ochel mitoch psolos is mutter? Does Beis Shammai hold by Shabbos, you can't even do ochel mitoch psolos? In other words, basically, according to Beis Shammai, on Shabbos, no bora would be permissible whatsoever. He also do any type of bora whatsoever. So, says Gemara again. Aldaiti b'shamim barbiyona boy also came b'shabbos. Aldaiti b'shamim maushi echayev. If you take the same borrow which b'shamim allows on Yontif, does he let it go on Shabbos as well? Omer Rabbi Yosi, lama lo, why not? Ilosa came b'Shabbos Adas Beis Hillel. Well, why aren't you chayef? Ilosa came b'Shabbos Adas Beis Hillel. That which Beis Hillel is matir on Yom Tov. If you do the same thing on Shabbos, we stone you to death, right? We stone you and the stones you took out. With the stones you were borer out of the grain, right? So if you do it according to Beis Hillel's borer, which Beis Hillel permits on Yom Tov, if you do it on Shabbos, we kill you, right? So therefore it follows also, Hachachai, but Beis Shammai is matir on Yom Tov, if you do it on Shabbos, we kill you as well. So therefore, going to Beis Shammai, effectively, there would be no permissible borer when it came to Shabbos altogether, period, right? I'm Rabbi Mon, Rabbi Mon said no. No. Yos. I'm Rabbi Yana. Rabbi Yana, Abba. Should be Abba with an Aleph. My Rabbi Yana Tati, because Rabbi Mona was a son. Rabbi Yana, my father, said good. And you misunderstood him. His cheshma is like this. Lo asil the Beis Shammai. He's asking Beis Shammai. Lama, why did Beis Shammai allow this type of bar in Yontif? Is it because maybe it's because Breira is permitted on Yontif, and therefore I'd say on Shabbos, of course, it's not permitted, and Lo Utar Miklal Breira but Shabbos, and therefore if you go back to Shabbos, you're not allowed to do this type Breira, and if you do it, you're Chayev Chatos. That's one way of looking at it. The other way of looking at it is to say, although the Yushami itself doesn't bring this down to read Bad says, but the other side of the equation would be, to say that, no, what Beis Shammai said by Yotiv is not a special dispensation by Yotiv, but to identify this as not being a type of Borer at all. Ochel Mitot Tzos is never Borer. And therefore, Mutzer not just on Yotiv, but even in Shabbos as well. Is that okay? So the two starting here, which the Gemara only expounds on one according to Reb Bas. Does Beis Shammai paskin a Tzuras HaPesach is? Wrong with Sechta. Oh boy, even staying doesn't do any good. The Beis Shammai paskin prayer never is mutter, right? Borer is never a mutter. And therefore, even on Shabbos, you can't do it. Does Beis Shammai say that no? Still not getting it right. Does Beis Shammai say that you always, Shabbos is always more severe by a notch? And therefore, you can't do any kind of borer by Shabbos. By Yom Tov, there's this one kind you can do. By Shabbos, nothing's mutter. Or as Beis Shammai says, no, and that's what the Gemara is saying. Hutar michlolo by Yom Tov. There's a certain type of borer which is mutter on Yom Tov, which is not mutter on Shabbos. Or do I say Beis Shammai meant to say this is not called borer? That since it's not called borer, it's mutter on Shabbos as well. Okay.
If it's not called borer, okay.
Derech Achila. To take ochel from souls, we call derech achila. Now, of course, we don't answer this question, and we don't paskin like Beis Shammai, so it doesn't matter for us. But along those lines, bir ochel mitoch ochel. What happens to borer on ochel mitoch ochel? Let's say you have steak and potatoes, and you borer the steak from the potatoes. Is that okay or is that not okay? Okay. Chizki amar chayev. We stone you for that too. Rabbi Yochanan amar potter. Rabbi Yochanan says you're exempt. This is only this is Rabbana. Maslisa pliga al chizka. Mishnah seems sorry. Rabbi al chizka. The Amar it says was a brisa. The Amar it says borer v'ochel ubor min yagol shulchan. You can do borer and eat, or you can do borer even leave on the table. So it means it seems to do mean you can be borer ochel mitoch ochel. Now I came right. So Rabbi Bun Barachia b'shem Rishmul Barayid. Rabbi Yitzchak said he potters you orchin ochel mishana mishana. Sorry about where you never did prayer because the guests are eating whatever you're borer immediately at the table. So therefore, it's not borer. What does borer mean? You put it down. But here, there's no putting it down. So therefore, there wouldn't be borer ochel mitoch ochel. Shaya borer mitoch ochel is when right now you're taking one foodstuff and leaving the other foodstuff for later on. That's the case which we don't know what the status is by borer mitoch ochel.
Isn't borer with this psolus?
That's our shayla. Why? So we pass it. What? No, you can't.
No.
Ochel mitoch ochel is not mutter unless it's mamish now. There are the b'shas achila, not ahead of time. Okay. So that minor type, he must have came if you do so. On Shabbos, you're chayev. Abaiti the chizkiya means she came borer kedarko b'shabes chayev. Means if you borer even ochel mitoch ochel, one min completely out of the other min, you're chayev. Abaiti Rabbi Yochanan doesn't say that. How do we learn this price? So he must say she came borer kedarko b'mokom it should be acher chayev. Of course, ochel mitoch ochel is not borer. Aye, that case. Why can't you do an entire type, right, and move an entire type of food for another food? Because people mistake and say in other places mutter as well, where in other places not mutter. Okay? Says Gemara, daiki the chizkia. According to logic, chizkia. A few goylem igona goy goylem. Even if you have round dates in front of round dates. A few remoining go remoining. Even figs in front pomegranates before pomegranates. In other words, even if you're doing the same type, since you're being borrowed black figs from white figs or black pomegranates from white pomegranates, the bottom line is going to Chizkiya. You're chayev. You're not allowed to do such a thing, right? Says Mara.
In other words, any kind of food.
Any kind. You want to save it for last?
Yeah.
It'll be also going to Chizkiya. That's right. Okay? Okini says Yerushalmi, if that's the case, let's take it in first step further. I feel b'nei nash mean go b'nei nash. You say all those wearing red shirts go to that side. And be borah going to Chizkiya. Right? Because you're being borah ochem mitoch ochem. One commodity from another commodity, always be borah. So my kedum. What's the conclusion? Top of new number out. Come on, my dear Lord, Rabbi Yami. Everybody agrees to what Rabbi Yami said. Problem is, we don't know what Rabbi Yami said. To Rabbi Yami said, we have here, but none of them agree as to what he said. To Rabbi Yami, Havali Orchini, I guess, Api Kodameo Tumasinu Psilin. Now I'm going to learn this like Lieberman, which says that Tumasinu Psilin are both foodstuffs. Okay, so it's ochel mitoch ochel, right? Amar lon having da techon. So he said, pay attention. Datu michel kisaya besufa. They're going to eat kisaya, which is one of the two foodstuffs at the end. So it's bora ochel mitoch ochel. So why is it permitted? Because the Korban Eda says it's derech achila. No, Lieberman says it's derech achila. So it's seder achila. Even Chizkiya agrees. When is ochel mitoch ochel aser? When I'm not doing it as part and parcel of the normal conduct of the meal. It's part and parcel of the normal conduct of the meal. You're selling them eat this first and then the other thing afterwards. That's okay. That's not going to be boring. Okay.
Children play games on Shabbos with the two sides.
Yeah.
And
yeah, but Yerushalmi didn't mean seriously people. Yerushalmi meant that as a mockery of Chizkiya. It was Talmudic humor. Chizkiya, ha ha, you really want to say that too? That's really what it was. Okay? Kind of, you learned, ain borim velo tochtim velo meraktim. What is not, this story about a very both Shabbos and Yom Tov.
It was an artificial designation by the person as to what.
Right. That's true.
It's not even like what the norm is.
Sure, they can be dull.
It doesn't have any indication that the norm is people eat that way. It's just it doesn't.
Right, it's not a very big. It is a bigger chiddush that way. Yeah, because he allowed to designate himself, right. Okay? True. Tani, ain't barim below tochnim below marakidim. What is not allowed to do on a yontif, brera, grinding, or sifting. Habora v'atochim v'amarakim b'shabbos nisko. If somebody does anything on Shabbos, we stone him to death. Beyond if he doesn't, you have to say everybody gets 40 lashes. Aye, how can you say this? Why can you say can't do brera v'atochim? Then we learn bora kedarko v'cheiko tam ki longer to base so can even use. These are implements called Chegon Tamchoi to be borrowed within the walls, within the confines of within the walls. So again, Arabin slipped out. Sorry, Bati Carpathos. Bati and borrowed Kedarko v'Chegon v'Tamchoi means even on at least on Yontif. Was allowed to do Breira, right? So how can you say in Yontif you're not allowed to do Breira, right? It says you're allowed to do it Kidarko, as long as you're using one of the small implements. So Rabbi China Ad Tunaya, the Rabbi Gamliel, that would say you're not allowed to do any Breira, so Rabbi Gamliel. Vatian, as we learned, Shabbat Adlil, Hayushokin, I skip. Said, you're not allowed to do any prayer, all you're doing is allowed to rinse. Which is less of a form, of course, of cleansing. Borer is to remove dirt or remove the stuff from the dirt, but cleansing by rinse is mutter, not cleansing by borer. Aye, but Tina, did we learn? You used to grind stuff on Yontif, right? So grinding is certainly should be forbidden according to them, because you just said I bore a tochim and rock, it all go together. So how do you allow grinding on Yontif? So it says more mutli chom vasu lavor. No, that's part of the question. Mutli chom vasu lavor. It's permitted to grind, but also to do breira. Rabbi Yossi Hashem, Rabbi Yilo said lo chotchina kedarko. When they allowed grinding, they only grounding, not kedarko, but not in the normal fashion, or not to be chayv the rice. In other words, how do we know you're not allowed to do any of these things? Rabbi on Yontif, even on Yontif, it's ochel nefesh, right? Should be permitted because it's for the purpose of eating. Everything permitted purpose of eating on Yontif is mutter. So Rabbi Yosef Shem Hashem Lucky said this trust is brought down in the Bavli in Tosis on the beginning of Beitza. Come lechalei esubahem, no melach should be done on them. Ushmart them as hamatzos, and you should watch the matzos. So what does it mean you should watch the matzos? It's anything which is necessary in the process of shmiras matzah that you need to do a shmira, nothing else. So when does that begin? When does the necessary shmira matzah begin? When you need it. Because only then it's become susceptible to becoming chametz, right? I mean, hypothetically becomes susceptible before that, but the practical danger is when you start eating it. And since the practical danger when you start eating it, so you're allowed to do only malachas which appear in the 39 after kneading, from kneading and above, not anything below that. Okay? So says the Gemara, Tanya Rabbi Yossi boy, Rabbi Yossi didn't like this. He says, from this buzz, Shmarta matzahs, kum londo le tav shelim mikan. What he learned from here is that matzah balls are not kosher matzahs for Pesach. Not kosher for the Seder. Why is that? How do we learn from that pasuk? It doesn't need shmir, the same Moshe says. Because it gets scalded, and scalded dough cannot become chametz. So therefore, it's not ushmarta misamatzos. You don't shmir for it. In matzos, where the shmira was essential in order to prevent them becoming chametz.
So this allows gebruchs or
what?
Gebruchs.
Of course, gebruchs are mutter. So much later, chumra than the Gemara, right? The people who ask the Gemara say at the time of the Gemara they're more bucky in how to make sure it doesn't become chametz. But nowadays they're no longer not a scalded in order to make sure it doesn't become chametz. Okay? But in any event, so that's what we learn from Ushmartem. No, you do with Malacha, we learn what are parameters of what can be Shmura Matzah, what can't be Shmura Matzah, right? And you can't use Matzah, but it's Shmura Matzah. So says the Gemara, Rabbi Yesi Lomar came. Therefore, Rabbi Yesi declared the drasha slightly differently. Not like this. El Rabbi Yesi Lomar, Rabbi Yesi B'Shem Rishim Logan said, Acha Sheyachel Chol Nevishu Yivadu Levadu Yeoselachem. It says in close proximity that anything which is for Chol Nevishu should be made. And that we learn out, this is a typo, it should be mean. It says here on the side, Ushmartim is a matzos. In other words, you're not dashing Ushmartim is a matzos themselves. Because that would provide us in the drasha for which you know matzah bowls are no good. Rather, we're dashing that since there's a connection, a gzereshava, if you were, or whatever you want to call it, a hekesh, between Achashir Yisrael Chol Nevesh Vad Yisraelchem and the Ushmartim is a matzos, right? So therefore we derive one for the other. Very strange, but that's the way it works. Tani, Chizkil Poli, Tani Chizkil Poli, Chizkil Poli, the Bryce and the argued. says, how does he know what you're not allowed to do on Yontif? Achu ha'achu hare elam yutim. There are two miyutim here. So tzarv lo itchon lo larkid biyontif. There's a third one too, I forget which one. Name at the bottom is the three miyutim for which you learn that you're not allowed to harvest, to grind, or to sift on yontif. Okay? So before we learned it out from the fact from Ushmar de Mesamatos. Now learning out from another place, but the idea is the same. That the idea is the same, that you know there's certain malachas prior of which now is doing yontif, they must be done before yontif begins. Okay? Says the Gemara, and again the Yerushalayim, the Mutayis bringing baits are bringing this out loch lamaisa. They now have to go and harvest on yontif, say, in order to make yourself a cake. Because that's one, according to everybody, that's one of the things that you're forbidden to do. Okay? Not litzor, not litchom, zlo harki, and it suddenly comes before all the other activities. Rabbi Zia and Rabbi Chia Barashi both said, B'shem Shmuel, Hamishamer, somebody who puts, you know, like coffee in a filter in order to make coffee, you know, the way you make good coffee. So, Chai Mishim Meraki. That's Meraki, because you're sifting, right? I'm going to say, Lo Mistabra Da, Ela Mishim Borer. Sorry, because you borer the stuff, in this case, the wine from the little pieces of wood which are in it, and in our case, of course, the water from the coffee, right? Rabbi Rabbi Zir, Lo Mistabra Da, Ela Mishim Meraki. No, it's not called borer, it's called sifting. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, Tarvai, Army, Mikad Mesa, they both said originally, we say, Army, Yoisim, Rabbi Zira. Rabbi Zira said, good, right? That's Meraki. Why? Because Meraki, when you do Meraki, when you sift, Hakemach Milamaton, Vesolus Milamalon. The coarse stuff stays on top, and the fine stuff falls through. Abba Mishamer Yain, so too, when you strain wine, Mishamer Yain Milamaton, the wine falls through, and the dregs stay on top. Even though we thought, however, that Mishamer was like Meraki, it was a bunch of baloney. We were wrong. How do I know it's wrong? I'll tell you. Because on Yontif, it's mutter to do Mishamer. And on Yontif, must be Mikla Breira. Because Breira is Hutter, Mikla Breira, Hutter, Mikla Shimor. Since it's a part of Breira, that's why Shimor's mutter. Hutter, Mikla Breira. How do we know? Because just like you do Breira on Yontif, Bore Gedarko Becheko Betam Chui, you can do normal Breira on Yontif, Hutar Miklolo Shimur. So too, it can be Matir Shimur, the sifting of the grit of the wine from its splinter wood. Avnoisu Tlui Biyontif, as it says, you'll have to put something into one of these filters on Yontif. However, you put it into the principle of Harkada, of separating grain from its chaff. Low time mikla koda, you know how to separate grain from its chaff on Shabbos on Yotif, as we just learned. The Marav Yechanina ben Yasim, Shem Rav Yehuda, Marav Yechanina ben Yasim said, "Ain shenes akemach, one is not allowed to sift flour. Only one can do a little bit of a shinui and sift la'achoy napa with the back of the sieve." So in Tamer Shum Merakid, who yay also, if you're going to say it's Merakid, so then it would be forbidden to do it. Om Rabbi Yosi Barbun Udlok Rabbi Yehuda. It's not like Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanya Shem Rabbi Yehuda Avom Machshirei Ochel Nefesh Hitiru. And he holds that you're allowed to anything which is eventually going to lead to food. Baya Da Milsa. According to whom do we have this question? Ma'al Shanos is a Kemach Lachorei Napa. Can one sift the flour on the back of the sieve? It's only a question according to Rabbanan, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, for sure it's going to be mutter. Okay, the bottom line though is that we're passing like Rabbanan. And therefore, not all malachas of Ochel Nevesh are mutter. At least, Kitsira, Harkada, and the Zoreh are all osur, right? But according to the other ones, which the Tosafot says they bring down Beitzah, only things after from the beginning of the process of kneading our mutter, and not anything prior to that in making bread. Okay, we'll stop here, obviously.